This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 120 for Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market rebounded Tuesday following gains in vegetable oils. Malaysian palm oil rose sharply, while Chicago soybean and European rapeseed were both higher. Crude oil also declined slightly on Tuesday after suffering its worst one-day loss in 2 years on Monday. Statistics Canada reported Tuesday that 933,065 tons of canola were shipped in September, compared to 922,108 tons from 1 year earlier. Also, 1.692 million tons of canola were delivered by producers in September, compared to 1.902 million last year. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The January canola contract was up $7.50 per ton at $647.20. In the U.S., corn and wheat were up, while soybeans were down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress Report released on Monday showed that 81% of the country's corn crop was harvested as of October 27th, surpassing the 68% mark from 1 year ago and the 64% five-year average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his South American corn production estimates unchanged at 125 million tons for Brazil and 48 million tons for Argentina. ANAC estimated October Brazilian corn exports to be 5.92 million tons, down from 8.45 million last year. The December corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.14. Canada crushed 79,465 tons of soybeans in the month of September, compared to 146,735 tons 1 year ago. The USDA said 89% of the U.S. soybean crop was harvested, the fastest pace since 2010, compared to 82% last year and the 78% five-year average. Cordonnier left his South American estimates unchanged at 165 million tons for Brazil and 57 million tons for Argentina. ANAC projected Brazil's October soybean exports at 4.58 million tons, down from 5.53 million last year. U.S. grain barge movements on the Mississippi River were down 19% from the previous week as of October 19th, and down 14% from last year due to reduced water levels. The January soybean contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.79. 2.494 million tons of wheat were delivered by Canadian producers last month, compared to 3.428 million last year. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 80% planted, up 7 points from the previous week, but down 4 points from the 5-year average. However, the crop is rated 38% good to excellent, the second lowest rating in 36 years. European Union soft wheat exports since July 1st totaled 7.26 million tons as of October 25th, down from 10.9 million last year. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.71. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.74. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.